Welcome to today's Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sam McIntosh, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Washington County Sheriff Jared Schneider about changes to Iowa's gun laws taking effect July 1st and 4th of July safety. This is part two of a two-part interview.
Is there increased scrutiny for those who sell guns to those who are prohibited from owning firearms?
So after July 1st, a person will not be required to see a permit to sell a firearm, but a person could be charged with a Class D felony if they transfer a firearm to someone that they know or reasonably should have known that they're prohibited from possessing a firearm. So, you know, when we look at those situations, we're going to have to figure out if they should have known or reasonably should have known that that person was prohibited. And if they did, then we would be able to charge them with a Class D felony.
Do you think that might be difficult to prove that someone should have known, or I guess have the reasonability of knowing that?
Well, I guess my recommendation moving forward after July 1st probably isn't going to change any from what I recommended to people before July 1st, just because the law says that you will not be required to. If you're a private individual selling a gun to somebody, I would still recommend getting proof that they're able to acquire that firearm from you. And the best way to do that is to see a permit to acquire. So Iowa law changes and doesn't require that, but that doesn't mean as a seller that you still couldn't say, I want to see a permit to acquire before I sell you this firearm.
Because for private sales, it's not required to conduct a background check or, like you said, to see a permit.
Yeah.
Right? Do you have any concerns about these changes taking effect in terms of public safety?
I don't think the changes that they made this year are going to drastically, you know, change things moving forward. I think, you know, there was some concerns that permitless carry is just going to be everybody out there carrying, you know, that shouldn't have been carrying before. And some of those situations that might have already been going on before the permitless carry change. If they were prohibited from carrying a gun and didn't have a permit to carry before, that didn't keep them from actually carrying the gun. So, you know, just because we changed it to permitless carry, that same scenario can happen, that they're still prohibited from carrying, and there are laws that we can enforce in those situations and charge people accordingly if they're carrying a firearm when they shouldn't be.
It's probably a good reminder to Washington County residents that they can apply for a gun permit from the county sheriff's office.
Yeah, the same process is in place moving forward, where they can go to the sheriff's office, make application for either the permit to acquire or the permit to carry. When they come to the office for a permit to acquire, they're just going to need to fill out the application and provide a copy of their driver's license. And then we go ahead and we finish the background check. And then if they're eligible, then we can issue that permit. And the permit to carry, they're still able to come in to the sheriff's office, fill out the permit, give us a copy of their driver's license. And for somebody that's applying for the first time, they would need to still provide their training certificate. If it's a renewal moving forward, they would just come back in and fill out the application for the renewal, and then we can go ahead and do the background check from that. There's no requirement for further training. They just fill out the renewal application, and then we go from there. And if everything checks out, we can issue that permit.
And can any of that be done online, or is it just through the sheriff's office?
There was some ability to do it outside of the sheriff's office while the COVID restrictions are in place, but really they need to be coming in to the sheriff's office and filling out that paperwork.
Those are all my questions about these gun law changes, in case there's anything else you want to add.
I would just say that, you know, if anybody comes up with any questions, you know, about carrying firearms in Iowa, the Iowa Department of Public Safety does have like a frequently asked questions section on their webpage. It would be a good place for people to reference that or reach out to law enforcement and ask those questions before you do something that you shouldn't be doing.
Well, with 4th of July this coming weekend, is the Sheriff's Office doing any increased enforcement on the roads with that?
We do have some extra patrol planned over the holiday weekend. You know, with some of the town celebrations going on, it brings a lot more people to our communities. Some of those communities with the celebrations, you know, they like to run around on golf carts, four-wheelers, things like that might be allowed in some of those communities, but you know, we're also making sure that they're doing it in a safe way. That's what we're looking for, making sure that you're following the laws that are in place and also that you're doing it in a safe manner.
That was the second half of a two-part Halcyon House Washington page with Washington County Sheriff Jared Schneider about changes to Iowa's gun laws taking effect July 1st and 4th of July safety. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.